I've been doing intermittent fasting and I haven't lost a pound. Can you help?
This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert.
Haley B. from Facebook asks, I've been doing intermittent fasting for a few months now, and I haven't lost a pound. Can you help? Hey, it's JJ, and I've got the perfect expert to answer this question. Meet nurse practitioner, nutrition, and intermittent fasting expert Cynthia Thurlow. Her TEDx talk on intermittent fasting has been viewed over 5 million times. She's a former varsity field hockey player who's been known to read 4 to 5 books at a time. We'll be right back with the answer.
Well, Haley, this is one of the more common questions I'm asked about intermittent fasting when people are feeling either their weight loss efforts have stalled or they are non-existent. And there are many contributing factors to why weight loss can be elusive with this strategy. First and foremost, it's really critical that we get your sleep dialed in. So it's really important to be sleeping in a cold, dark room, off electronics 1 to 2 hours prior to bedtime, wearing blue blockers at night, and creating some degree of sleep hygiene. I always suggest that women in particular really remain attuned to this, especially as we get closer to perimenopause, the 5 to 7 years preceding menopause, when so many people start developing sleep issues, either falling or staying asleep. So having a sleep ritual is really critical. Next, it's important for people to understand that there is an association. If you're getting less than 6 hours a night of sleep, there is an association with a heightened degree of insulin resistance or difficulty controlling your blood sugar, which can fuel and influence cortisol in the body and make it far more challenging to lose sleep. So sleep is number one. Number two is making sure that your stress is dialed in. It's really, really important that we are managing our stress. And I don't know any woman that is not dealing with stress on a daily basis, but how we perceive, how our body perceives our response to stress is really, really critical. And so things like meditation, gratitude journaling, connecting with nature, grounding work, exercise, but not the kind of exercise that gets you amped up, the kind of exercise that quiets your body. So yoga, Pilates, things like that can really be very, very beneficial. Next, underlying food sensitivities. And I know this is something that JJ is influenced by and interested in as well. But underlying food sensitivities can make it really challenging to lose weight. And the big ones that I think about as women are entering this stage in their lives are things like dairy, gluten, grains, obviously sugar, processed sugars, and alcohol can be hugely problematic, as well as soy. And soy, unfortunately, is proliferative in the processed food industry. So definitely something that you want to be dialed in on. And then lastly, another area where I see this can be an issue is imbalanced hormones. And I mean, that sounds easier said than done, but we talked about a couple of these already, cortisol, insulin. We know our sex hormones, as we're getting closer to menopause, can also be problematic, imbalances in progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone, and then thyroid hormones. So very, very important that you're working with a healthcare provider that can get you some of the testing, diagnostic testing, like the Dutch in particular, that can provide additional insights and information as well as a full thyroid panel to be able to really deep dive into what's going on. Thanks for your question, Haley.
This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.